Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Pork Therapy.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say it. I knew you would. Yes, we're Pork Therapy, and we're glad that you've joined us again on the Pork Therapy Love Seat. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right, Stephanie.
And I guess we just introduced ourselves, too. We are being really efficient
we're multitasking.
Tonight. We're not wasting nearly as much time as usual.
Quick, into the topic. It's been less than a minute.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the topic is. Do you?
I do, kind of. I guess we're going to have to discuss it on the way. So
Thanks for your help. You're real helpful.
excellent segue.
Well, that was too early of a segue. I think we have to waste some more time first.
Did you
see that facial hair on Henry David Thoreau?
That was so abstract. And so contemporary.
Oh, yes, I know.
So
he was
apropos.
The first Keniac, apparently, right?
No, that's David Nims or something like that. Henry David Thoreau.
I'm not really up on my Keen history. This is getting quickly degenerating into the realm of the ridiculous here on Pork Therapy.
That should be our new name. Hey, we haven't said our slogan in a while.
Oh, we haven't. You're right. We went the whole episode, the whole 30 minutes of gabbing and gossiping last episode without even mentioning the slogan. Well, that is just pathetic in my mind.
Yeah, well, we are pretty much pathetic.
I think somebody needs to get a ruler and slap us on the wrist or maybe spank us on the bunt for that one.
On the bunt.
So,
what is our slogan? It is,
I forgot about
relationship advice.
Oh, it's relationship advice from a liberty perspective.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
And now that you know that, let's get into the topic.
All right.
So, all right, you're going to make me.
Okay.
If that's what you want, fine, let's do it.
And as you might have guessed from our lame-ass segues, the topic is passive aggression.
Passive aggressivity, and we both think, hey, nice burp.
I didn't burp, what are you talking about?
Well, I was talking about myself. I was complimenting myself on a nice burp. So, hey, nice burp. Actually, I meant it because I like burping, but that is a way that people, sometimes people use that technique for passive aggression. Nice job.
Nice job.
Or, you know, you're walking along and you trip on your shoelace. Nice coordination. I guess that's not really passive-aggressive, but they can use it that way.
Well, what is passive-aggressive, actually?
Well,
I think we need to define it because...
Good point. Yeah. I think it is aggression, although not in the libertarian sense. It could be just in the,
I think aggression in this sense is meant by...
Psychological.
Voicing a conflict with someone.
Okay, voicing a conflict.
Or a concern or something.
Right. And the passive part means not really expressing it, but hinting at it and hoping they pick up on it.
Or doing something to indicate that the conflict is there by not doing anything at all, right? Could that be considered passive aggression?
Oh, sure. Silence or turning your back or ignoring, sure.
Or, yeah, I mean...
But it's not direct communication. It's not addressing the issue. It's
right.
The opposite.
Yeah, I think the common thread in passive-aggressive actions is that they're not direct, obviously. I mean, I guess, yeah, passive means not indirect, right?
Passive. It could just mean not active.
Yeah, I guess. But when I think of passive-aggression, I think of, like, getting a little jab at somebody and not really wanting to start a full-on fight or argument or really hash out a conflict, but just sort of getting a little dig at somebody and needling them and, sort of trying to push their buttons a little bit, right?
I'm sure that can happen. I don't know if that's always in passive aggression, but we actually mentioned this just before we started the show, that passive aggression is a... huge topic, and we should narrow it down for the podcast, right?
Right, that was the extent of our talking about
this
topic
before
we started
recording.
Than
we talk about any other topic.
Yeah, that was a first on Pork Therapy.
Yeah, that was our planning.
That's
our
right.
Prep, show prep is, should we do
the
show?
Seat.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why we do it, because it's basically no work.
It's all a lot of fun, though.
Yes, it is. And it
thanks for listening.
Way. Yes, thanks for listening.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot for listening. Oh, here's passive aggression. No. Here's an example.
You were trying to make a joke there.
Here's an example of passive aggression. If I, as the host of this show that receives absolutely no donations, would say something like I just did.
Yeah.
That is passive aggression.
That's just an example, right?
Yeah.
For illustrative purposes.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
You wouldn't actually do something like that.
No, I mean, it's voluntary. If people don't want to donate, they don't have to. And of course, you know, they'll never get better sound if they never donate, but that's up to them.
Oh, my God. Mike, you're being... Why don't you just say directly to the listeners that you want them to donate money because we have shitty sound equipment. And if they do, then they'll buy us a new microphone and maybe their ears will be not raped as hard.
For the... They were asking for it. You saw what those ears were wearing.
Oh, it was purple, right? The grapist? That's for the listeners who've seen the grapist video. But anyway.
Google the grapist on YouTube.
God. Maybe don't Google it if you want to preserve your dignity.
So the direct communicative, the version of what I just said passive-aggressively would be, hey, we'd love your donations and it'll help us, you know, without your donations we won't be able to afford any better equipment,
right.
We won't be able to afford to market ourselves on the Liberty Radio Network or elsewhere, so we'd appreciate your donations.
Right.
Instead, if I don't ask for donations or say what I would like to happen or not happen, and I hint at it or the opposite, like I did, then that's passive aggression towards you, right?
Yeah, you're not
like,
coming
out
and saying it directly.
Right.
I want you to
donate, but instead of saying, I would like you to donate, I say, thanks for donations. Meaning, obviously, you haven't donated, and I'm thanking you for that, which I don't appreciate.
Yeah, and I think that tactic of hinting at it or beating around the bush or whatever is more likely to put people off and make them want to do the opposite of what you want them to do, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's more likely to not achieve what you want because you're not asking for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's why. It's because you're just pissing people off.
I think it's always better to say something directly, right?
Yeah. So why are people passive-aggressive? In fact, here, we even have a question.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even read the question. I guess we weren't dealing with it directly, huh?
We didn't waste enough time.
Yeah, so part of the question is, well, the first part of it is, which may be the most essential part, is how do you deal with passive-aggressive people? And I think that's definitely worth getting into, but the rest of the question says, why are some people passive-aggressive instead of just aggressive, or preferably instead of just communicating clearly and directly?
So I think that second question says, why are they passive-aggressive instead of just aggressive? And I would guess that they don't want the person to be aggressive. But it would be more direct than being passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, aggressive
would be... I don't like the way the question's worded that much because
I mean,
think that it's not necessarily better to be aggressive.
No, but I don't think they're suggesting that because they say, or preferably, just communicating clearly. So they're saying the two options to being passively aggressive are being confrontational and direct, aggressive, or communicating clearly.
Right. And you can do that without coming off as aggressive,
I suppose. You could say... You know, if there's something you don't like, say, you know, I don't like it when that happens, and here's why. Or you could hint at it and suggest it, and you could talk around it and hope they pick up the hint and hope you don't piss them off in doing it so they want to keep doing it.
Right. Why don't we give an example of a situation that a conflict arises and the ways that someone could handle it in a passive-aggressive way, in an overtly aggressive way, or just in a direct, clear, communicative way.
Okay. Do you have an example? Because I can't think of one.
Yeah, I was sort of trying to think of something. So, okay, let's say that this example is using a real-life example but changing some of the details.
To protect the innocent.
To protect the innocent, yes. Let's say that you're in a workplace and that some people in the workplace are leaving dirty, used equipment around and not cleaning it up. A passive-aggressive way to handle that might be to leave a sign in the common areas and say...
Oh, yeah.
For someone to leave a sign and say, you know, the common areas are becoming very dirty. Or, like, someone is leaving their stuff here. Please pick it up.
Actually, that second version is pretty direct.
Ah.
Someone is doing this. Please pick it up. They're not... Maybe they don't know who's doing it, so that's as direct as you can
get. Right, yeah, that's a key detail, because I think I forgot to...
They know who's doing it.
Right, they know exactly who is leaving the stuff.
Yeah.
It's just that they don't want to...
Confront them.
Right. The boss or the whatever, whoever's in charge of making sure, the manager or whatever, doesn't want to confront the person who they know is leaving the dirty equipment around.
Right. Instead of that, they just...
Dirty
equipment,
that sounds so vulgar. I wasn't thinking
dirty
of it that
tools.
Way.
So instead of confronting the person who, you know, left the mess, they kind of address everyone. So they're essentially passively accusing everyone of doing it in hopes that the one person who is doing it will take the hint.
Yeah, exactly. They're sort of stating that they have a problem without bringing that conflict directly to the person who caused it. And I think that's kind of irritating, right? Because if I saw that sign, then I would say, well, it wasn't me. Why are you picking on
right,
me? You
know, right. Like, if I was the mess maker, well, I'd feel bad and I'd clean up. But I also might wonder, well, why didn't you just tell me that the mess is causing a problem? How big a deal would that be?
Yeah, it's not a big deal at all. Okay, so the passive aggressive, you know, way to handle that is like leaving the sign and blaming everyone or whatever.
I have a question about a way to handle it, and would it be passive aggressive? Uh-huh. And that would be an appeal to authority. So the person who left the sign, what if they didn't confront the person, they didn't ask them to leave a mess, or didn't tell them they would appreciate it, but instead they just went to the boss and complained?
Yeah.
Is that passive aggressive, or is that something else?
I think that's passive aggressive. I think that's indirectly. I think that's bringing a conflict and not bringing it directly.
Okay, right? And that's passive aggression. That means pretty much everyone in this police state is passive aggressive. Really, I mean, you hear news stories about moms calling the cops on their kids who won't finish their dinner or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
or calling the cops on people's neighbors when they have a problem with their neighbors.
Their music's
too
loud.
It's just sickening. Yeah.
Usually they do not
even try to talk
to
the person.
That's what makes it passive aggressive. Yeah. I mean, it's never good to go to the cops anyway.
Right.
But that part, the fact that they don't try to solve it themselves peacefully, makes it passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent example. Yeah.
Okay.
I should have used that example
first. No, yours was fine.
An appeal to an authority could be a passive aggressive way to handle a problem, right? And maybe not the best way. Let's take that example and say how the person could have handled it in a overtly aggressive way.
Oh, okay.
Right? So I think the overtly aggressive way would be to directly go to the person who is leaving the mess and say, "You always leave a mess. What's wrong with you?" or something
that's,
like that.
That's not going to be exceptionally productive because you're just being angry and you're going to inspire anger.
Right.
Another aggressive way to do it would be to take the mess or make a mess of your own and just plop it in their workspace. Like, just pick up their mess and go throw it on their chair.
But would
without
be,
saying anything.
Could that be passive-aggressive if they didn't know who did it? If you just left it in the middle of the night and they didn't know?
Yes. If you're going to be secretive about it, that's passive-aggressive. If you're going to walk right up to them and just throw their mess right down on their lap, that's aggression. And it might be a good scene in a movie.
I think maybe what we're hitting on here is, like, one of the elements of passive aggression is that it removes the two people who are in the conflict from having to actually deal, identify each other.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it kind of removes the responsibility from either party.
Yeah.
Like, the person who's causing the problem, well, I guess they'll eventually find out because the boss will tell them or there'll be a note or something. But the person who has the problem with the mess, they don't have to take responsibility for having a problem.
Right.
They don't have to have the confrontation that says, "I'm a little uncomfortable and I'd like it solved." They're just, if that's too tough, then they don't do it. And that's, I don't think that's very healthy.
I think government schools teach people to do that.
I think
definitely.
You're right.
Because in the government schools, you know, you learn that if you have a problem, you should tattle on, you know, Jimmy to your teacher instead of trying to, you know, work it out with Jimmy, right?
Yep. As a matter of fact, government schools are now even teaching you to tattle on your parents to your teachers.
I've heard that too.
Instead of addressing, you know, asking your parents questions. "Mom, why are you doing that?" or whatever.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. It's
so you're right. I agree that government schools probably indoctrinate passive-aggressive behavior.
Yeah. They teach people to always appeal to authority instead of handling problems themselves or directly or whatever.
Right.
And I don't think that's the best way to deal with problems. And, you know, hell, even so-called authority figures often don't handle problems in the best way. For instance, if you had a dispute, you know, a domestic dispute or something, and you called the police, well, oftentimes the police will escalate that situation.
Hell, often by their own rules, they're required to by law.
They'll required to arrest someone.
Someone.
Or they'll, you know, taser someone or worse.
And
even,
usually it's
going to
be the guy, whoever is at fault. As a matter of fact, statistically, I think usually usually women abuse their spouses more. Statistically,
I don't know about that.
I'm saying it wrong.
Those statistics are very loaded.
Never mind about statistics then. But you're right. Calling the cops instead of dealing with yourself is passive aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it may not come out well for you. You know, if you think that appealing to an authority figure instead of handling your own problem is directly is the best way to deal with things. Well, in the short term, it might absolve you from dealing with that conflict yourself, but
it's gonna raise
in the long term, yeah, it creates another one, and maybe that authority figure doesn't handle the conflict that you would have in the way that you would have liked.
And even if they did, the other person is probably going to not appreciate that you went to authority instead of just asked them or told them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you've got another conflict on
your
hands.
They're going to say, hey, why didn't you just tell me instead of, you know, if you thought my music was too loud, why did you call the cops? Why didn't you just knock on my door and tell me to turn it down? I would have gladly done that.
Now, if you do try to communicate clearly and say, knock on the door, hey, your music's too loud, could you please lower it from 10 p.m. until the morning or whatever, and they don't do it, that's a whole other issue. I mean, then there's other ways you can deal with it.
In
and,
my mind, it still does not warrant calling a cop.
I would agree with that. But my point is, you're not being passively aggressive, and there are still other ways, other avenues you could take to solve it.
Right, exactly. So, okay, so actually, you know, we never addressed in that hypothetical example of the person who's leaving a mess, we addressed how you could handle that passive-aggressively or overtly-aggressively.
Oh, yeah.
But we never said what would be a direct and clear way to handle that.
Okay.
And I think going to the person and just saying, hey, I've noticed that sometimes you probably forget to put your equipment away at the end of the day. Do you think you could do that? Because sometimes I need to use it in the morning and it's not there and I'm having a problem with it. I just wanted to let you know that I noticed.
Yeah, you know, there's 10 people that work in this office, and we all clean up our messes,
mm-hmm.
and the 9 of us would appreciate it if you clean up yours. It's professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's telling them what you want to happen.
Yeah, I mean, if there were 9 people against one, they might feel a little ganged up on, but...
one-on-one, saying, I'm you know, professional, and I clean up my equipment when I'm done, so I would hope you could be that professional, too.
Yeah.
And was that better?
I think it's better to just make it about you if you're the one who's...
Right, not include the other 9.
Yeah. Because if you say, like, well, everybody feels this way,
that's
then...
True. That's
then
true. That's, like, appealing to authority, and it's...
Sort of, also kind of is
an escape from responsibility of your feelings. Like,
well,
I feel this way, but so do those other 9.
Right, exactly. So just because might makes right or something,
right?
Because there are so many people who feel that way, then it justifies the way I feel.
Yeah, and, good point.
And maybe you don't need to do that.
No, that's not... Yeah, that's
I don't
not
think that really helps too much in most circumstances, but... Anyway, okay, so how do you... So, yeah, what about the situation where the person's playing music too loud and... Actually, you know, scratch that. Have you had circumstances in your life where people have acted passive-aggressively towards you? And
oh,
if
definitely.
So, how did you deal with that? Because that's the first part of our question.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the first example that comes to mind is still going on. You know what? It's definitely going on right now. I mean, it's been going on for a few months where this person's passive-aggressive towards me.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really matter because before they even started behaving that way towards me, I told them, I only want to talk to you under these conditions, and they have not met those conditions, so I'm ignoring them.
Yeah.
So it's while they're continually being passive-aggressive, right now I'm just not dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an issue. And I'm having trouble coming up with another example where someone's been passive aggressive towards me. I'm sure it's happened in my life, but can't think of any.
Hmm. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I have an example of something that I thought seemed a little bit passive aggressive, but, in fairness, this is also a difficult situation. It was a situation where, in a workplace, that I used to work at, there was, I guess somebody there had bad breath, and I don't know who that person was, and at the time, I guess it was maybe before I worked there or something, but somebody had bad breath, and instead of directly bringing it up with that person, which is a very difficult thing to do, and it's really
not tough, but it seems tough if you've not done it.
It does.
Once you've done it, once you realize, you know, all you have to do is tell them what you feel, and next time it's easier to do. But
in a nice way, and
yes,
in a very considerate and, and, you know,
it's embarrassing.
Way. It's embarrassing for that person, sure. But
so, what was your example?
Anyway, so I guess somebody had bad breath, and the story that I heard was that the supervisors. Did not tell this person that they had bad breath, but instead bought a giant bottle of mouthwash and put it in the lunchroom with a bunch of
cups. That's really passive aggressive. It's passive kind of aggressive.
Yeah,
because it's not like they're.
You know what I mean, it's like
it's
not like
they're not being very confrontational in their passive way, but they are being passively communicative.
Yeah, exactly, and it's like. I mean, sometimes that might be too subtle of a hint for somebody to get, right? If you really don't realize that you have bad breath, and a lot of people might maybe don't.
Yeah, I'd say it's harder to smell your own breath than it is to smell your own BO.
I don't really know.
I would guess. I
can't really comment on that.
But you're right. The person who has bad breath might see, oh, someone brought in Listerine, and
right,
not think anything of it.
And not think anything of it, exactly. Yeah. And so I think that's part of the problem with passive aggression, is that sometimes the person who you have a conflict with might not take the hint, and then you'll end up getting mad about it and say, oh, I can't believe, why didn't they take the hint? Right. I can't believe they're still doing this thing when I tried to get them to stop, even though it was passively.
Meanwhile, how many other people in that office who did not have bad breath thought, oh my God, do I have bad breath?
Yeah,
because someone
exactly.
brought the Listerine in.
Right, it sort of puts it onto everybody else. I mean, those situations are not the only examples of passive aggression, where there's a group and people sort of, you know, blame the whole group instead of singling out one person who's really causing the problem. There are definitely other examples.
So in all of our examples, they haven't really been that...
Example.
In all
is
of
that
our...
like an example from your grandpa? Example. Is that like when your grandpa gets trample in magic?
He's a -1/1 grandpa with trample. In all of our examples so far, they haven't really been aggressive. Or confrontational. They've just been, like, passive communication.
Right.
Are we missing something? Or is there a version of passive aggression that is aggressive? Probably not. I don't really know.
Yeah, I think...
I don't think you can be actually aggressive and confrontational if you're being passive.
Yeah.
I think it reverts to being poor communication, not aggression of any kind.
Yeah. I guess. I mean... I don't know. This is really hard. It's very hard to nail down the definition of passive aggression. It's almost one of those things like you know it when you see it, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it shouldn't be like that. I guess we sort of picked out elements of passive aggression, right?
As a matter of fact, if you guys have better examples or different examples, please send them in and we'll revisit this. Because I think it could be a much bigger topic than we're giving it right now.
Absolutely.
Send in your suggestions or questions about... passive aggression to egrample at, no, just kidding, to questions@porktherapy.com.
Have your grandfather hand deliver them on a trampling, stampeding rhino and
a rhino carrier pigeon.
Yes. And deliver them to questions@porktherapy.com. And you can go to our website at porktherapy.com where you can now hear all of our classic episodes, right?
All of our episodes. You like us so much, go listen to them all a second time.
That's right. I don't know if anyone will do that, except
I don't know if anyone's listening.
Well, we do have one follower on Twitter. I think that's definitely something to brag about. And if you're interested, you can...
You don't know what you're missing not being on Twitter. Man, we're having a party there every day.
Yes. Actually, you know, I take that back. I was just joking about the one follower. You should go to our Twitter, porktherapy.com, and see just how many fans we have. We
how
have
many followers?
Throngs of adoring fans. And you, while you're at it, you can go to facebook.porktherapy.com, and you can fan us on Facebook, right?
And you can... Yes, you can.
You can
you're
fan us
correct.
With a fig leaf and feed us grapes, right?
And just don't grape us.
Or fig us.
And you can find us on iTunes. You can subscribe to our podcast there, or you can leave us a positive review. You can also leave us a negative review, but I wouldn't appreciate that. And I'm not being passive aggressive about saying that.
You could, and you said it directly.
Yeah.
Oh, and hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Did you have a look at your calendar for tomorrow night?
Why do you ask?
Well, I noticed you're free, and I was.
Are you hinting at something? Are you trying to tell me something?
I am trying to tell you something, and that, actually, I'm trying to tell the listeners something, and that is that they should email you at mike@porktherapy.com and ask you out on a date, because you're free tomorrow night. You got nothing else to do. You're not going to say no.
I have nothing else to do. Don't! I suggest that the listeners email stephanie@porktherapy.com and... I don't know what you should ask her. Just email her.
You can send me your... you can tell me whether I have bad breath.
Yeah, that's right. If you can smell it through the podcast, she does need to know.
Yeah, that's reeking into your ear holes.
That's e-reeking.
Oh, God, this is getting really absurd. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. See you guys. Or hear you guys. Something.
Smell you later.
Bye.